Well, I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, hello.
Howdy.
Good, thanks. Is that, when someone says howdy, is it a question or is it more of a statement?
I think it's all of them, eh? It's like just a wrapped up.
Howdy.
It's like an emoji of a comment.
Yeah, good, thanks. That's the New Zealand answer.
Now what's happening in the world of cinema this week, Steve?
But does that mean I should challenge that norm and be like, are you actually good, bro?
And then the reality is, no, I'm suffering from crippling anxiety like...
Despair, where my Christmas is in summertime and it sucks.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay, good. He's smiling, everyone.
What's happening in the world of cinema? Just when we thought horror movies were all wrapped up, what with a whole month of them playing at the Hollywood Avondale and there actually being Halloween, which should have been used as an excuse to watch some bloody horrors, I say. There's another few days springing into gear in the form of the Terrify Film Festival. This came up to Auckland for the first time last year. It's a five-day genre fest that has some horror, some bloody sci-fi, some assorted weirdness to check out.
Do New Zealanders love horror? I feel like we kind of do.
I think we do. I mean, we've made a couple of good ones.
Bad taste.
Ooh,
now, hey, Steve,
what's
your favourite style of horror, Steve?
Gosh.
And what's your scariest style of horror?
I think I used to be, and maybe some people can relate to this in terms of music fandom as well. I used to be, show me the most intense stuff. I really want to like get my head around the most intense stuff and see if I can deal with it. And as I've gotten older and actually have suffered from bouts of crippling anxiety, maybe not so much. Like the things that are just utterly freaky, maybe not so much. But, you know, I think tastes may change. And as... You know, like I started watching horrors as a VHS renter back in the olden days when people watched things on that format.
The video store.
And you kind of go from like, what's the most intense red stickered cover I can get away with watching without any parents catching us? To
The Fly.
I'd bloody watch The Fly again in a heartbeat, I gotta say. That's a goodie. Anyway, there's a bunch of different stuff on offer at Terrify. This kicks off tonight. You guys will miss the opening. You guys will miss the first film, which starts at 6:30 p.m. called Alone. This is a good one to track down, though. It's a classic kind of cat and mouse, psycho dude, harasses, chases, and captures woman who has to escape movie. I guess I think that's what the genre is called. I think that's what it's listed as.
Up the stairs, down the stairs.
But you get the drift.
Is he fast?
Does the phone ring?
Is he fast?
Oh, there's definitely some phone stuff that happens.
Phone ring frights him, so not.
Well,
maybe
not a phone ring fright, but definitely like where's the signal? You know,
got to have creaking floorboards.
You've got to have no signal in a
strange scratchy
in a film
noises.
Like this. This film doesn't, I think, do anything drastically different from others in the format, but it's just a good one and. I think it has a little bit of a slightly less leery tone than, you know, many of the dude captures woman films of yore may have had. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, I can't urge people to see this movie enough, is a film called Psycho Gorman. Psycho as in psycho, gore as in gore, man as in man. And it's a film about an intergalactic killing machine who's been buried in the suburbs for a very long time. Unearthed by two children, so sort of shades of E.T.
Godzilla.
However, extremely violent. It's a horror comedy. It's from a guy who's made director Stephen Kostansky, who's made films like this is a bit more of a kind of serious take. He did The Void, which was kind of an ode to John Carpenter films, but also a bunch of films with his cohorts in a group called Astron 6. Called Manborg, Father's Day.
Manborg?
Manborg's good. Father's Day is... I can't repeat
the premise.
I thought
it was called Manborg, Father's Day.
Well, it's not bad, actually. Manborg...
I feel like there's nothing Manborg, more risky for a hit or a miss period. Than a horror comedy. Like, it can either be good or
true.
Not, man.
That's true. And so I think if you're also not prepared to be able to have a laugh at the format. Mm. This is not one for you, but
okay.
They Kostanski made a really good segment in the horror anthology ABCs of Death 2, probably one of my favourites in that film, which was called W is for Wish, and that was about some kids who got transported into the real universe of the toys that they played with. kind of like a He-Man type universe, but it turns out it's actually like grotesquely violent and quite macabre in such a world. And so Psycho Goodman's got a touch of that. It's kind of like these on the one hand, there's this kind of like ET-like level where there's these kids having an adventure with a new like
superhero kind of
space friend, but he actually is an incredibly head-ripping off violent monster. It's pretty funny. But yes, if you like stuff serious, you won't want to check that out. That plays tomorrow night at 8:45 p.m. There's quite a lot of stuff in the program, but I'll just pick out a couple more to mention.
I feel like you should mention the production quality, because sometimes that's what bums me out. I go to watch the movie and I'm like, oh man.
So production quality, Psycho Goodman, really professionally made, like nicely shot. There's not a ton of money in this, but they've spent an incredible amount of effort on real, you know, like real rubber costumes for monsters. There's a whole sequence that takes place where there's an alien council who are let's go way back to the beginning. Psycho Goodman gets woken up.
Psycho Goodman baby.
It turns out he's been banished to Earth by some alien council. Don't worry, the filmmaker knows exactly how preposterous all of this is. It's not taking itself seriously at all. And this alien council's gathering together to figure out what to do about him. But basically, like, it's like watching a table of Masters of the Universe characters. There's a snake guy who just speaks and hisses, so you can kind of figure out when it's the snake guy talking. There's a dude
we're trying not to talk about the US election.
Should I not mention the dude with a head in a tube? There's a dude with a head in a tube. This is, the creativity on display in this film is nonsense. Great nonsense, so check that one out. On Friday, Brandon Cronenberg, son of David Cronenberg, has a film called Possessor, which is this is a tough one. This is not an easy watch. It is, there are no jokes, or few jokes to be had in this film. It's a story of a assassin who goes about her work by inhabiting the bodies of other people. So you kind of like beam into the body of a waiter at a function.
Oh, yeah.
And then that person will kill their target, and then job's done. So kind of check themselves out. It's pretty grim viewing, this one, as befits the surname Cronenberg, but I think this is going to play really well on the big screen. Psycho Goodman, you'll come out of that and have chats in the lobby like laughing at your favourite bits of the film. I think Possessor, you'll come out and everyone will just be a bit kind of shook.
Or you go in there and you crack up and heat stuff and freak your run out, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sometimes does happen.
Really?
Doesn't it? Sometimes there's a sicko.
I love people. There's so many people. There's so many people out there.
There's a bunch of other films that haven't played in cinemas here before, but also on the weekend you can see retro screenings there. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Great movie.
That's a horror comedy. That's not.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Gets the tone right. That's playing on a 35mm print that I believe has only been played once before, so that'll be looking fantastic.
Ahead of the curve on vampire movies.
Is it hard to track down a 35mm print that's only been played once before?
I mean, it might. Maybe at this stage of the game, those are the ones that turn up. Might be like thrashed to.
Hard to find something to play it, maybe?
Well, luckily the Hollywood plays them all the time. Yeah. That's the editorial done for Hollywood Avondale for another week.
Okay.
It really is totally natural. I don't know.
It's a great place to watch movies, and I look forward to spending a bit of time there over the next few days.
Hugh Sunday doesn't even work there anymore. So,
is this even an ad?
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.